They say you're supposed to whistle while you work, but I never learned how, so I just do this instead. Do, do, do. No, that's a fucking lie. I don't even know why I said that. I can whistle. You want to hear it? Go fuck yourself. No one tells me what to do. Sorry. I'm sorry. Spring cleaning is so goddamn boring. I have to try and entertain myself. Oh, I don't give a shit about money, you know? Material things. Life's too short and you can't take it with you. But times like this, I would love a butler. Or, wait, a maid, right? Butlers just answer doors and stuff, don't they? And maids wash your shit? Huh. Yeah, a maid. Gotta hire me a chick to give this place a good scrub once a month. Or dude, I guess. It's not a gender thing. No. I'm an egalitarian. In all things. But you knew that. Didn't you? Still. It's times like this. I really regret taking up the cereal mantle. I mean, anyone can clean up after one or two kills, but policing your brass after several lives are tragically cut short. Emphasis on the cut. A human brain? It's both incredibly complex and pathetically simple. You teach that brain a trick? Well, it starts forming all these little pathways. And the more you do it, the more these paths are reinforced. Do you understand this? You're not? Okay. You need to nod or something when I'm talking to you. I thought you might have fallen asleep with your eyes open. I know you're sleep deprived, but it's no excuse to be a rude fucker. Anyway, in the end, the big picture overall, you get better. You learn the best way to hold your knife, the best angle, best time of day to get away with it. And what neighborhood? Those things just get easier and easier. But the little things, tiny details, and that's where your dumb fuck brain screws it all up. It's so busy jacking off to how good it's doing that it starts to overlook the smaller stuff. Drop of blood, smear of a fingerprint. Tell yourself you're sure that you left it clean, that you never forget to clean up after yourself, that you wouldn't have gotten, that you wouldn't have gotten away with it for so long if you hadn't been so goddamn motherfucking methodical in your execution. Which brings me to my question. Why are we here? Exactly. Not in the universe, you know? Why are we here? Me in this kitchen, cleaning my tools. You on your knees, shampooing the carpet. Why are we serial killing duo extraordinaire, stuck inside, doing menial task work on a beautiful day, such as this? Care to fathom a guess? Fuck no. I don't give a shit about that. What a stupid guess. No. We're here, wasting a perfectly beautiful fucking day. Because one of us fucked up. And it's probably you, you know? You're just starting out, and you're not that bright, let's be honest. I mean, the giant herpes-covered ball sack that cut me off. You know, the one whose lemonade you spiked. Yeah, it was all over the news. Which isn't totally surprising. It happens, but they released more information about the case this morning, you know? They didn't elaborate, just that new evidence had been recovered from the home. I can't find anything about it online. Cops are probably holding it back, you know? Something only the killer would know, blah, blah, blah. It could be nothing. Could be a bluff. Cops love that shit. But if it's not, well, that's why we clean. These, active oxygen cleaners. They alter blood, you know, to the point where it can't be detected by forensic reagents. And I shouldn't have any blood here. I'm careful, like I said. But you can never be too careful. That's what I always say. Well, that and if you don't struggle, I'll let you live. But only one of them is true, so. And the truth is important in any relationship, don't you think? Lover, friend, partner. So the cops, you know, they could be lying. It could be something totally unrelated to us. A red herring, you know. Could have been us. And I'll admit, could have been my fault. Probably wasn't, but, could have been yours. And if it was an honest mistake, born of inexperience, well, shit happens. That's why second chances were invented, after all. But, here's the rub, partner of mine. You don't give second chances to dirty, rotten snitches. No. You don't do that. You gut 'em. Slice them open. Let them watch as their intestines slide out onto the floor, wet and warm and soft, right in front of them. That kind of deep psychological trauma is simply molto bene. Good for the soul. So I guess my question is, was it just a rookie mistake? Live and learn, etc. kind of situation? Or is my partner planning something? And I fucking hate surprises, you stupid little fucker. No, sorry. I can't jump to conclusions. I gotta remain calm. We're having so much fun together. I don't want to ejaculate this rage prematurely and just blah all over your face. No. No. I need to know that you deserve what's coming to you before I take any permanent action. Against my better judgment, you know? I've grown to like having your stupid face around. Which really should be reason enough to slit your throat, you know? Attachments are a liability, really, but, you know, personal growth, something, something. If you're actually helping me out, the trade-off is worth it. Plus, with you, I have a human shield in case of a shootout with the cops. That was a joke, dumbass. I'd huff myself way before they could take me in. Are you kidding? I wouldn't give them the satisfaction of penetrating me with their bullets. So, I've been thinking, you know. There's gotta be a better way. I don't wanna just kill you, no? Sunken cost fallacy, I guess. But I'm not gonna just pretend nothing happened and move on. That's stupid as fuck. And I didn't get this far by being stupid. I don't know. Maybe this plan is dumb. But fuck it. I'm too lazy to think of a new one, and my fingers are all pruney from these dishes, so... Eh. You've had some time to study my techniques, to learn from my behaviors. Well, all that time in the classroom, I think you're due for a test. You're going to prove to me that you're my partner now. My real partner. Show me that you can be ruthless. Calculating and dark. Prove your fucking loyalty. I'm glad you asked. I've picked out all your kills, brought them to you or you to them, forced you to end their lives. Knowingly, unknowingly. But it's not the same. I'm not stupid. So now, I'm leaving the choice in your hands. You pick the kill, lure the helpless victim, choose the method of their execution. Show me your enthusiasm for my line of work. And make it interesting, you know? Not just, oh look, a homeless guy, I'll hit him with a brick. That shit's not impressive, man. Your grandma could do that for fuck's sake. No, it's gotta be thoughtful, you know? Pizzazz and all that. if you do that. Well, they'll see it as a show of loyalty. And you'll live to fight another day. Or don't, you know? In which case, well, I have a ton of leftover muriatic acid downstairs. I overestimated how much I'd need, and it could be fun to see what it does to a living body over time. I mean, I'm not going to let it go to waste. Might as well set my money on fire. Don't look so glum, buddy. You don't have to decide now. Because I'm so fucking generous. I'll give you till tomorrow morning to come up with a plan. To hunt your first kill, or... I guess a plan on coping with the pain of a slow, torturous death. I hear meditation helps with that. Hey! Come on, smile now. There's no wrong choice here. You can go ahead and give me a well-needed show of support, or I show you what happens when you're disloyal to me. Either way, it's gonna be a hell of a show.